Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chile rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena December 1st. The Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Jimmy Garoppolo, he is the San Francisco starting quarterback Sunday against the Bears.
I don't think they're going to reinvent the wheel, you know, in a week. You know, I'm sure, they've just been trying to get him up to speed in their offense, their terminology. It is different.
Then when Garoppolo was in New England, the team which drafted him out of Eastern Illinois in 2014, Bears head coach John Fox right there letting us know that Danny Trevathan was able to do some things in practice today, working to get over a calf injury. The Bulls, Nikola Mirotic getting over a punch. As a matter of fact, solidarity towards Bobby Portis.
I've been playing this game nine years professional, and I was always good teammates, always professional with everybody, and I'm going to continue to do that. And if I'm here, it's because I want to support the team. He's a part of the team. I'm going to support him too, and I'm going to give him the hands like he will give him hands to me.
And Mirotic says he's forgiven Portis, at least through the media he did. Portis was suspended for his aggression. Blackhawks at Dallas tomorrow. A couple of other stories we're tracking. College football, Tennessee apparently courting Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm. And baseball, several teams reportedly interested in the White Sox, Jose Abreu, including the Boston Red Sox. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. The football post-game show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com.
Bears.
Bears. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks, Jason. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Subway.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. Thank you for watching. We appreciate you doing that. Make sure you share us and like us and do all those great things on Facebook Live as well. Dan, it's great to be a brother named Willie. We talked about Willie Taggart moving to Oregon and coaching that football team, and there was some weirdness in the offseason.
There's only a handful of non-brothers named Willie.
Willie Bloomquist.
And Willie Ayers.
Ayer, Scotty Ayer's brother.
Any other Willies out there, fellas?
Willie Ames, the former Eight Is Enough actor, and I think that was all we had.
Willie Mo Pena?
Put Shane back in his cage. Yeah,
what the hell, man?
What's wrong with that? He's Willie Mo Pena.
Afro-Latino, man. Come on, brother. You know Dominicans are brothers? You know that? Come on, Shane. Get out of your white shell. All right. But back to being...
My favorite football coach.
White shell?
Yeah, he can keep a job.
Kansas City Chiefs went up against Art all those years.
Yeah,
Art
kept getting fired.
Ladies and gentlemen, white shell. Way to pick that up for him, Tenny. Jesus. All right, so Willie Taggart, currently Oregon's coach, has reportedly been offered a new contract in the event he feels compelled to jump to Florida State. A lot of dominoes are falling right now. Jimbo Fisher, like Adam Kramer said, Jimbo Fisher's been doing this, hey, I might go somewhere else, too much for Florida State. So Florida State's like, to hell with you, go somewhere else, we'll figure something else out. Willie Taggart went to Oregon at the beginning of this year, and if you remember, in the offseason, to start the year, there were players who were dropping, like falling like flies.
In the conditioning program.
Yes, because he was doing that old school way of, you know, Corey Stringer.
No water.
Yeah, Corey Stringer, Bear Bryant, you can't drink water, water's for the weak. Guys who are having kidney failure.
You can't have oxygen, oxygen's for the weak.
Yeah, all that weirdness. This dude, Dan, is getting ready to get a little more than $20 million over 5 years after a decent season up there in Eugene to remain the coach of the Ducks. The buyout for the deal would be $4.5 million if he flees. So, these things are starting to happen around college football. Kevin Sumlin is without a job. Texas A&M needs a coach, of course. Florida needs their coach. Willie Taggart is a dude who, out of nowhere, and I don't care how much you beat the bushes in college football, Willie Taggart was a kind of a name. He gets the USF job, turns that thing around, then gets the Oregon job. After 1 year, he's got a hot name now. $20 million for one brother named Willie.
There was the raw food movement where...
Well, that's how it's meant to be. You don't cook any food. You get all the right nutrients.
Yeah, you get everything raw. And raw vegans will tell you about that, man. They don't play those games.
I would be walking away. And if this makes you mad, you might want to cover your ears or lend me an ear.
Oh, there we go.
The raw milk movement, this is Darwin Awards stuff. Just if you want to do it and you want to die... go ahead and do it. But if people are dealing with children here and trying to giving their children raw milk, there is a reason that Louis Pasteur had a procedure named after him. That procedure is called pasteurization. That procedure takes the bad things out of the milk so you can drink it.
Yeah, all the floating worms and
right.
the feces.
Yes.
And all the things that come from the cow's intestines and
so
the bladder.
A,
and all
a woman in New Jersey has become sick from Brucella RB51. There's a company called Udder Milk that sells raw milk, and anybody who in the last 6 months has had milk from Udder Milk has been told to see a doctor as soon as possible. Do not drink raw milk. This is a bacteria that can be present in undercooked meat or unpasteurized or raw dairy products. You can also catch it by breathing deeply in a slaughterhouse or a packing plant that has infected meat or skin contact. It can lead to brucellosis in just a few days or up to 6 months after initial infection. It can lead to inflamed, severely painful, and swollen testicles, among other problems.
Yar.
Fever, sweats, fatigue, weakness, loss of appetite, headache, muscle, joint, or back pain. It can then get into the inside lining of the heart and cause endocarditis, which can destroy the heart valves and eventually lead to death. It may affect and damage the joints, leading to chronic arthritis. The spleen and liver may swell as well. There's a reason why pasteurization was a big deal. It was kind of a big deal. Don't drink raw milk.
Ladies and gentlemen, to get you in the holiday spirit, I know you guys are out there getting ready to shop this weekend till you drop, if you haven't already, with Black Friday just passing. DMX.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Not a particularly good way to start.
Come on! All of the other reindeers used to have to call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any
Crabtree and Akeem Tlaib.
Quit yelling.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the legends in the game has been broken down to the point where you can get him at your bar mitzvah for $2,500, apparently. He's at a sober house in Massachusetts right now. He's been at a lot of Celtics games. My guy Jim Murray has seen him a lot.
Don't give him access to a studio.
This is what DMX is on, ladies and gentlemen.
Bad for the community.
Man, it's like seeing Willie Mays stumble around with the Mets.
Or on meth.
And on meth.
Thank you. That was great.
Oh.
Yeah, you can bring music back up now, Tanny.
Yeah.
That just made me sad.
Wow.
I got a little sad just like, As Dark and Hell is Hot is one of the greatest rap albums of all time.
Oh, that just kept going, huh?
Oh, no, don't you dare do it. Don't you dare. 815, this kind of goes, Jason. No, it doesn't. No, you will not.
That's like
do
when,
this.
That's like when we played the fight song that Prince wrote for the Vikings that sounded the Soviet national anthem.
No,
right, so this is pretty good.
815, text, I will not have you blasting that this holiday season. Cut it out.
Even Joe Spence thinks that was a sucked.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's a legend.
All right,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm taking you down to Bangkok because I want to.
Well,
all right.
How you're talking.
You thought LiAngelo Ball was stupid.
Yes.
Thai authorities have fined two American tourists for public indecency after posing for a butt selfie in front of a famous Buddhist temple, police said on Wednesday. The two, who police identified as Joseph Da Silva, 38, and Travis Da Silva, 36. They were arrested late on Tuesday at an airport in Bangkok, each fined 5,000 baht, or $154, for bearing their buttocks for a picture taken last week at Bangkok's Wat Arun, or Temple of the Dawn. The two American citizens have admitted taking the picture, District Police Chief Jarufat Thongkomol told Reuters.
Nice.
While Thailand has a reputation for racy nightlife, the predominantly Buddhist country is deeply conservative and revealing clothing is frowned upon while public nudity is considered offensive. The two men had an Instagram account called Traveling_Butts, which showcased similar selfies taken at tourist sites around the world. The account had more than 14,000 followers, but on Wednesday, it had been deleted.
Of course.
They were also fined for a similar picture taken at another temple, and they were being held at an immigration detention center while police considered a possible violation of Thailand's Computer Crime Act because the photograph was uploaded online. So, I ask you, dumber than stealing sunglasses in your UCLA warm-ups?
It is. Okay. This from Jimmy Traynor from SI.com. Starting QBs for week 13 in the NFL. Geno Smith, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brett Hundley, Jacoby Brissett, Trevor Siemian, Matt Moore, Josh McCown, Tom Savage, Blaine Gabbert. Ooh, a little shock there. Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Kizer. And then he writes, shocking, the ratings are down. And Bill Barnwell steps up, ladies and gentlemen, and says, oh, really? No. Bill Barnwell, of course, from ESPN, a man who looks like he really, really likes sports, if you look at his avatar.
Sports.
QBs who threw 20-plus passes in Week 13 of 2007. This is just 10 years ago, when things were a lot better in the NFL for people. Chris Redmond, Joey Harrington, Kyle Bowler, Trent Edwards, Vinny Testaverde, who was 44 years old, Rex Grossman, Derek Anderson, John Kitna, Sage Rosenfels, Damon Heward, John Beck, Tavares Jackson, Kellen Clemens, Josh
John
McCown,
Beck.
AJ Feely, Gus Frerotte, and Luke McCown. So, for all the people, this is as bad as it's ever been. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 10 years ago, it seemed just as bad.
Shout out to my guy, Tim Floyd, because I love the retire immediately after a game story, because every once in a while you get a coach like, you know what? Nah.
I'm good.
I want to go fishing. And so long, suckers. And that's what Tim Floyd did. The UTEP Miners were 1-5. They lost to Lamar. And he said it would have happened even if we were 5-1. That's not true.
No.
But he's done. these guys are never ever done. He'll end up on a bench somewhere, or he'll end up another job somewhere.
He'll be at some high school screaming at someone.
Hey, he was always really cool to me. I never had an issue to, and you know, it also
super available.
You could call his office, he'd pick up. Yeah. Hey, hello, hi Tim.
I came in on the end there where he was just yelling at Jamal and everybody out there. He was
He used to call me the shell answer man. You got an answer for everything.
There it is.
But, well, you know,
you saw something in you at a young age.
trying to ask questions. Hey, hey Burns, you want to sound smart? Speculate we're going to trade somebody.
There it is. Like, right. Okay.
I will do that. Right.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Would that be two or three Bud Lights after practice?
Hey, sometime we'll get to those stories because he was, he knew. I love it when he would go out with friends and he would, he'd sit down there as the evening would begin. He was famous for saying, hey, if I try to do anything stupid, you're going to stop me, right? And like, yeah. You got to know, you got to trust your boys, right?
It's my kind of dude, right?
If I do something dumb, you make sure I don't do it, right?
Here's my keys.
Yeah,
here's my passport.
He knew himself.
Yeah, man.
And still does.
Self-awareness is key.
That's a guy you want to have a couple with and talk ball with. That has been In Other News, brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
All right, where you want to go with this? I have something that I mentioned last year that I thought would be a problem for the NFL, and they did it, and it was all rosy, and everything was fine. I think this year it's going to be a problem for them, the My Cleats Week. The NFL players choosing new leadership. We could get back to Northwestern feeling themselves.
There's a schism in the player ranks over what they feel
was too
much of a compromise with the NFL allowing the Colin Kaepernick movement to be co-opted. And there are some players saying, whoa, wait a second. We didn't sign up for this. We want to get back to what the message actually was.
Guys are tweeting a lot right now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on within, and this is what happens in movements. You get a left flank of a movement that wants to keep everything genuine and not compromise any of it, and we're seeing that. This is a common phenomenon in such situations. So we're going to do all that and more. Coming up at 3:40, Zach Zaidman, Anthony Herron at 4, Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News, and some of the Giants stuff at 4:40. Hub is yours, taking your calls at 5. You got the Bernstein and Goff Show on the score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Coach Wanstead in studio.
You know, what's the old expression? Madden used to say winning's a great deodorant. You know what I mean? You win a game and all of a sudden everything else, you know, smells a little better, you know, the things that are bad. I think that's where the Bears are at right now. They need to win a game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Trying to find the gift that everybody's going to like and that is going to be the easiest for you to get. And maybe it's a gift that's so good that you wonder, why am I getting this for everybody else when I should be getting it for myself? Well, that's what the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks is, because you're going to look at everybody in your list. You're going to say, okay, they get one. Wait a second. I want one, because why wouldn't you want one? It's Omaha Steaks. It's only $49.99 for the family gift pack. That means it's 75% off. And you get it by going to omahasteaks.com and entering the code DANB in the search bar. Just DANB, those four characters, and it will redirect you right to the family gift pack. And you know Omaha Steaks is awesome, and I do, because I've had three of these gift packs already, and that's why I have an extra freezer in the basement to handle all this stuff. It's a lot of food. It's this much food. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 more kielbasas for free. Every bit of that. It's a gift, and it's for you. It's at omahasteaks.com, where you enter Dan B in the search bar and get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. November 28th is a day that's going to live on in sports history, not only because that was the day that the Giants announced that Eli Manning's starting streak would end, but because LeBron's ejection streak also ended. LeBron James run from an NBA game for the first time in his entire career. And it was pretty shocking, because it's not like this guy went off the handle or made contact with an official. Other than giving off a you-know-who-the-hell-I-am vibe, he really didn't seem to do much of anything at all, except there's a T, and there's another, and now he's gone. thanks for coming. And best of all was the third man in, Enes Kanter. He took right to Twitter and thumbed out King of Cleveland, hashtag his favorite playground, hashtag strive for greatness. Awesome. It would be even better if the Knicks mattered or if they were going to play before April, but they're not. I'm Jim Rome.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion if you're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/best.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1. Lake Bluff. Sunday, join 670 The Score for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley from 9 a.m. to noon at Shoeless Joe's Ale House, 1480 West Lake Street in Addison. Check out the broadcast and enjoy amazing food, win score prizes, and stick around for the Bears postgame show at 3 p.m. with Arkish, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so Dan, last year... was it the year before? I forget. The NFL introduced this My Cleat, My Cause campaign to involve the charitable, you know, offerings that these players are involved with, and the charitable, you know, entities that a lot of these guys have. And when it happened, I was like, I don't know if you want to do this if you're the NFL. Not because you don't want to celebrate guys who have charities or guys who are doing things for great causes. Of course you want to do that. But the problem is there are going to be causes that you don't agree with. This is far before the Colin Kaepernick thing happened. So this is a couple of years ago that I mentioned this. This was when I was still with Spiegel. And me and Spiegel talked about it. He's like, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if you're right. I don't know where you're going with this. I'm like, nah, dude, like, it's if I was the head of a corporation, I don't know if I would be on this. Like, yeah, go ahead, fellas. Go ahead. Wear whatever cause you want on your cleats. Knock yourself out because somebody.
My cause is kill Whitey.
Exactly. Somebody comes back with the.
That's not a
real,
cause.
Real deal. Right. Somebody comes back with the Mumia Abu-Jamal cause or, you know what I mean? Right. Starts talking about Asada Shakur. Then what are you going to say to him, right? So,
by the way,
ladies and gentlemen, because I know it's going to get out that I'm the one that said there's a kill Whitey cause.
No,
that is not a cause that I subscribe to.
I'm just thinking of Garrett Morris. Remember the old SNL bit?
Yes.
Where they're having the tryouts in prison for the prison musical. I think it's Paul Schaefer might be at the piano. And they could sing whatever song you want. And Garrett Morris walks in. I want to get me a shotgun and kill everybody I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, really? Okay, good. We'll let you know.
That's a bit of the consideration.
Right. Nicely done. We'll let you know.
See what he did? See?
I can do that.
Yeah, that's the problem too. That you can
I
do
can
that.
I can do that and you can't.
Tanny, I'm trying to do a thing here.
I'm sorry.
No, I
just completely derailed it.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's the essence of it though. You give that kind of autonomy to players who you haven't asked a thing about. Like, hey, what moves you, Jamal? You know? So, now in the My Cleats My Cause week, you've got the Bears Instagram page that did a terrific job of showing the guys unboxing their new cleats. Some pretty fresh cleats out there, too. Some awesome designs. These airbrush jobs they have on these cleats are ridiculously cool. Antonio Gates is doing one that's near and dear to my heart.
The backstories are really...
Jordan Howard did his for his dad's cause last year. I believe his father died. I forget if it was cancer or respiratory failure, something
some players
like that.
Are letting kids do the artwork themselves and then transferring that onto the shoes.
This is what you have in mind when you do something like this. But, you know, I don't know if it's like if it's what ad agencies think of, but like who are the people that are supposed to think of the worst possible case scenario in these situations? Because that's immediately where my mind went 2 years ago. Like, oh, you're going to have, like you just said,
right.
Your Whitey calls.
You're going to have Antifa.
Right, exactly. Well, Tennessee Titans wide receiver Rishard Matthews will wear cleats supporting Colin Kaepernick and the awareness campaign he funds during Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. Matthews posted a picture of the cleats, which have Colin written on the right foot and Kaepernick on the left, as well as an image of the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback on Instagram. I don't have a foundation, so I've chosen to support my brother, Matthews wrote in his caption. He has paid the ultimate sacrifice in order to bring true everyday issues to light. Now, if you don't know, the Know Your Rights campaign is an organization headed by Colin Kaepernick, where he actually is he's informing people,
educating
people about their rights as citizens, what they should feel entitled to as a citizen in this country, whether it be when dealing with the law, whether it be when educationally, economically. Like, he's empowering a lot of people in a way that makes a lot of people scared for whatever reason. But this is what I was thinking of 2 years ago when we talked about this. It wasn't the happy smiley, because everybody loves fighting cancer together because it is touch and affected everyone. There's not a person that you
can't
run into.
Cancer
bad. Exactly. There's not a person you can't run into that hasn't dealt with it some way, shape, or form. But when you get to these causes that might not affect everybody, might make people feel a little way. And this was before Colin Kaepernick. Now we're here. You can't just end my cause, my cleats week. This is where we're at now.
Look at it the other way. What if you get somebody who wants to support white supremacy?
Got gloves and they've got everything. Antifa!
Still, that might be my favorite thing of the year.
That was visionary, whoever put that out. I don't know if anybody ever got credit for that.
That might be my favorite thing of the year.
So the Bears have a new outside linebacker. he is not new to them because he's Lamar Houston. Lamar Houston is, again, a Bear. He was waived by the Texans and claimed by the Bears. Hello again, Lamar Houston.
Mm.
I don't know if that moves the needle for you.
Is he going to eat a bowl of dirt?
Would you have to do things differently, would you?
No.
All right. Well, that's, I'd still tear my knee right, up, celebrate his sack down 40.
Jump up and down while losing and celebrate a sack and blow out.
That was Patriots game. Yeah, really. That's Patriots game, right?
Down and then they gave up 50, right?
Yeah, I think it was like 52-10 or something like that.
And then Trestman, yeah, we're disappointed for him.
Right.
Of course you are. And then the next week, a Lions player did it. The very next week.
Steven Tulloch.
Yes. Look at you. That's a terrific pull. Pause. Thanks. But yeah, that's terrific by you. No, yeah, Lamar Houston, and then he, if I'm not mistaken, right, he said he was going to eat a bowl of dirt, right? And then Lawrence,
yeah, he told a fan on Twitter, I think, yeah.
And then Pernell McPhee's like, that's all we had to eat growing up. So
a bowl of dirt was on Christmas.
Yep, I can help you with that.
It was from the muck.
No, that's the best meal we had.
And I think Lawrence did a Miller Lite Top Draft show with Lamar Houston, and they were over at Jimmy Green's, and our guy Jeff brought over a bowl of brownie with brownies crushed up, and Lamar did not like that. Lamar was not very happy about
the bowl of dirt.
Yes, the funny radio man and his portly little smiley bar owner friend coming over.
Don't talk bad about Jeff.
That's my dude.
Yeah.
That's my man, 50 grand. But yeah, Lamar was not too happy about the old brownie dirt bowl that was brought over to him.
Why did he agree, or why did he say he would eat a bowl of dirt?
I don't know, man. It was this. That's in a place where my mind. I was on the way back home. I couldn't. I came back home to that Packers. I mean, that Patriots Bears game.
And then you turned around and went right back to Atlanta. She's this or Terry Fox? Boy, that's
a tough call.
Yeah,
one of them's gonna lose forever though.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. December 1st, Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. Season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. A breakthrough of sorts for the Bulls after practice today. Nikola Mirotic still not talking directly to Bobby Portis, but through the media, he accepted Portis's apology.
It's actually puppets that they're going to talk to each other. They have come to an agreement that they will
Bobby puppet. Why don't you talk to Nico?
They'll only speak via puppets.
Show me where he hurt you. Show me on his body where he hurt you. Right.
Hello,
there.
I'm Bobby. I accept your apology very much.
No punching, no more. It turns into a Chili Willy sketch. All of it. That's nice.
No punchy, punchy. Right.
No more insure. That's nice. More solid food.
Listen very closely to Nikola Mirotic.
He was doing his job.
Punching
I was doing my
face.
Job. Every team was coordinated with the Bulls. You know, they were flying. They were traveling. They were here. I was doing my job in the weight room and. Like I said, we were both doing what we need to do, you know, and right now we are the same team.
Right now we're on the same team.
Groats my goat, did you play a cut last update of Nico saying he was going to give someone the hands? Do you have your last updates cut in front of you? Because I heard vaguely Nico saying he was going to give someone the hands. He was tired of the foolishness.
Well, he was getting the hands.
Yeah, I think it was like a retort. Like, you know what? You guys keep asking me about this. I'm going to walk over there and give that man the hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I heard.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. I don't believe.
Is there a history
again,
bar
there might be
on your tab?
There might be something different between like a Montenegrin idiom and what you're right.
Give somebody the hands. All I heard was Nico saying he was going to give somebody the hands last update. That's what I heard.
Maybe he was going to give them hams. Like a six pack
that
of hams.
That sounds like a Mirotic thing to give out hams, actually.
I'm going to give a six pack of hams.
Yeah.
From
Lands
of Sky Blue Waters.
I'm sorry. I thought he was.
I'm just taking a little. I'm perusing here.
Yeah, right, like the last one you played, I thought he said he was going to give someone the hands. He said he was going to see some hands.
I have a problem getting along. Hold on.
I've been playing this game 9 years professional. And. I was always good teammates, always professional with everybody, and I'm going to continue to do that. And if I'm here, it's because I want to support the team. He's a part of the team. I'm going to support him too, and I'm going to give him the hands like he will give him hands to me.
That's it, right?
He said he's going to give him the hands. Nico Mirotić just said to the reporter, the assembled media at the Advocate Center, that obviously he's at some point he's going to have to give Bobby Portis the hands.
Well, I gave him the low fist pump last night. So
he said he gave the hands to me. I'm going to have to give him right back.
Right. He's got no choice. He'll
now,
look
some
stupid.
Could interpret that as giving a hand to the team. Okay. But that's not what a good instigator would do.
I got a note here from somebody on the Bulls beat who says Nico saying giving hands means fist bump.
Okay, that's what he did last night.
Hey, watch yourself, Bobby. Watch yourself.
Yeah, Bobby might hear that a little differently.
Yeah, watch. Hey, Bobby,
what do you mean he said he's gonna give you
right, exactly. language barrier. That does not discount a snuffing. You got to be careful out here. You can't just tell people you're gonna give a man the hands.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah.
It's clear that these two guys, well, at least Nikola is not talking to Bobby.
Yeah, and that's probably.
And
stop.
Nothing really got resolved today. As far as I can tell, if they're not talking to each other.
Right, and he wouldn't go back. He wouldn't recount the events. He wouldn't discuss what happened. Mm-hmm.
It was a big nothing burger.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When spring training starts.
You'll notice after he sings, there's a military salute and the fist pump.
Well, take it easy. Men with rubber fists.
Had to protect.
I do dirt and bag.
You will notice that after he sings, there's going to be a man with a rubber fist. This has been the tradition in this arena for many years, and you will notice that the rubber fist. I'm going to get myself
a pretty good, say, yeah. pretty
They're going to go to the Blue Man Group shortly after this.
I have been working on a Doc Emrick, but it's in the early stages.
Workshopping it a little bit?
Yep.
Bouncing it off of JB?
Yeah, doing it over at the Comedy Corner during the noon show.
Just make sure the cameras are all in the pile. You don't want anybody stealing your stuff. You know what I mean? Camera phones.
It's kind of a variation on an old one that I had to mothball. It was White Sox play-by-play man Don Drysdale losing his mind. And that it doesn't. It just the now audience for that is
now
gone.
Now you have to do it.
But there's a way of doing the Doc Emrick version of it.
Have you guys heard my Fred Hoiberg impersonation?
Let's hear it.
Oh, you're burying the lead.
Check it out. 3, 2, 1.
It's like Private Parts.
Everything is that.
Sit on your radio.
That's a variation of one of the greatest impersonations I've ever heard on these airwaves. That's a corollary of it's probably about an 8-year-old impersonation. It was Jason Goff comes in one day and he goes, "Hey, you want to hear my Dan Hampton impersonation?"
I want to hear this.
No, we probably don't need to hear it.
Can I do my impersonation of Jason Goff's impersonation?
We probably don't need to hear it.
Yes, please. 3, 2, 1.
I won't do it if he doesn't want me to. I don't want to be a bad guy.
So check it out. Fred Hoiberg, ready? Listen.
Nico's a guy that has a lot of experience, not only in this league, but also he's been playing professional, really going back all the way to when he's 16 years old when he started playing in the Spanish league. So just to get another experience.
You could meditate to that almost.
It is. Everything is in that exact tone. That's the best I could come up with.
Gregorian chanting. You look at the analytics from last year. Nico, behind Jimmy, was our second most efficient defensive player when he was out there on the floor. We miss that right now.
A harmonic series going there. I hear you. It's
because of the fact that Nico has a lot of experience in this league. You really try to work on keeping your team focused at what we need to work on, at the steps that we need to take to grow as a group.
Go chromatic a little bit.
Yeah.
You want a little bit of baseball?
Reminds me of an NWA interlude right there.
Straight outta?
Yeah. No matter, just don't bite it.
Yeah. By the way, I think I just figured out the intro.
What happened,
that
buddy?
Tanny plays for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Biggie Smalls?
It's the
or
redhead
Big Daddy
Kingpin.
Kane.
It's the redhead Kingpin.
Really?
Zach's got red hair.
Oh, yeah. I love
radio.
That.
Yeah.
That's my favorite bumper intro.
Bumpo.
It's a bumpo.
It's a bumpo.
That's right.
Netty one.
I can't wait for spring training, Groats.
Well, here that's coming in February.
Yeah.
But here's
thank you for pronouncing that correctly and not saying February.
I love pronouncing the R.
Because nobody ever does that, though.
Well,
one ever does the R.
I always say February.
You have to.
Just like
how about library?
I was just going
to library.
Library
or jewelry.
How about Evie?
Oh. Evie.
Doesn't matter. Who cares? It's just another day at the Advocate Center.
Everybody.
Ow. Boom, 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 boom. That's actually coming through the hallway right now.
Ow.
It's a little throwback, huh, Jason?
Yeah!
A little throwback?
Let's go, baby.
104.3.
Hey, a little throwback jams. Yeah.
All I see is racist faces, you know?
Let's go, Goats!
This place, hey,
Goaty's
baby.
Out here, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on now.
He has now joined BLM.
That's right.
We are all together as one.
Oh,
bringing
so
Americans
good.
Together. All right, we got to wrap up. I'm all getting right. the wrap it up finger
all right,
by
so,
10.
So the White Sox have been in active talks with the Red Sox and others on Jose Abreu, that according to John Heyman, it's Danny Trevathan back in Bears practice today. And as you guys reported first, Lamar Houston claimed off waivers. He's back with the Bears. The Blackhawks host Dallas tomorrow. Jay Cutler will quarterback for the Dolphins on Sunday. And today is Vin Scully's 90th birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Get them nice All Lives Matter cake.
Boom. Catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where it will be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman's tools. We're celebrating on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ow.
This segment is brought to you by Simply Ow. To Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. Zach Zaidman, Bears News and Infotainment is next on The Score.
When Bears News breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Money possible. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Just ask Denise and Rob. They made a smart decision when they hired Amy Kite to sell their home. Amy's engaged her aggressive marketing system that worked year-round, and in just 12 days, 12 showings came in, and it sold for top dollar. Why would you listen with anybody else but Amy Kite? That's crazy talk to do that. With Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity, you sit down, set a price and a deadline, and if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home, or if you would prefer to rent out your home, Amy has a property management company that can help you do that because Amy has everything for you. Amy works in 8 counties in Chicagoland. Call the realtor who I would trust, the realtor who will do the best for you to get that top dollar. Amy Kite, 847-877-9881 is the phone number. That's 847-877-9881. Or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. That's amywillsellyourhome.com. And get packing today.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
It's Goff here for Xfinity. It is the future of awesome. It's a game changer because I have thousands, I tell you, thousands of movies on demand. I get to watch anything. I watched Kong Skull Island this morning at 1:45. Okay. Yeah, 1:45 a.m. I was thinking of Dan Bernstein. Yeah,
and it was amazing.
I couldn't get back to sleep.
And there's John C. Reilly in a brooch.
Yes, everything was cool about it.
I have five of brooches.
I wanted to look around and say, is anyone experiencing this with me?
Sensational.
And you know,
gorilla.
Stop it. And you know why it happened? Because it was recommended not only by Dan Bernstein, but by my X1 box. Because of all of the silly things that I've watched on that television and on that X1 box, I said, you know what? You might like Kong Skull Island. And I'll be damned if at 2 o'clock in the morning, I did not like it over and over and over again. I pressed the favorite button on it. That's just one of the many things that the X1 box can do for you. If you got that X1 voice remote, you press that C button. And if you're a sports fan, you're listening to this station, you want to know what a score is, and you don't want to have to channel surf and then press the button and then watch the TV and then wait for them to come back to commercial. No, 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 no. The C button handles all that for you. You can record through the C button. All right, I want to record this game, because I have the NBA League Pass. You can do all those things. Or you can just press the blue microphone in the middle of the X1 voice remote and say Netflix and watch Narcos or watch Shameless or watch Ozarks. Or you can say YouTube and it takes you to the YouTube app and you can watch the Joe Budden podcast or all these silly things that I like to watch on YouTube. You can get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months. When you bundle both, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. The offer ends New Year's Eve. That's December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you had to do things differently, would you?
No.
That man is back. And no, we're not just talking about Zach Zabin. Lamar Houston is back with the Chicago Bears. Time for that 8-8 run that John Fox was talking about. You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He's on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. All you, Zach, go.
It's fitting that Lamar Houston is back for the Bears as they get ready to face Jimmy Garoppolo again. He's now in San Francisco, but you'll remember the first time that the reason I asked Lamar that question is because back in 2013, remember that ugly game in New England?
Oh, yes.
Where they gave up that was whack, bro, I think was the big quote after the game from Brandon Marshall at the time. But, yeah, Garoppolo was sacked. He was in for mop-up duty after Tom Brady led the Patriots to that big advantage in the game. And, so Houston goes down celebrating the sack of the backup quarterback, and his career has never really been the same since that moment. He's on the roster because a roster spot was made available when the Bears decided to cut Trey McBride, the wide receiver, and today John Fox was asked why that move was made.
You know, I think just kind of churning the roster. You know, we've got a roster spot available. We don't know exactly what we're doing with it yet. We have some options.
Just let it go.
When we
let a guy go,
make that move, we'll let you guys know. But, you know, just change up, you know, play some other guys. We get Josh Bellamy back.
You're lying. Stop lying.
He's a big factor as well.
For a Monday, we heard the argument in the hallway. Was he involved with that? And did that also play into the decision of letting McBride go?
Yeah, I don't know what's heard or not heard.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
That happens on the sideline. That happens in meetings. That happens
it's everywhere.
All the time. I just think that room is closer to y'all than I probably would have designed. But I think that's par for the course in football. It's not the first argument I've ever experienced.
What?
Again, I don't get into that. You know, that's stuff that we do behind those walls. That's why the walls are there.
All right, so I got a copy.
Come on, Foxy.
I got a copy of the blueprint. You know, they're expanding Halas Hall. Mm-hmm. The Bears' new media room will be located in Evanston.
Perfect for Jason.
Yeah, they've moved it from Lake Forest, so we will never be able to hear.
Put it over there by the rocks on Sheridan.
Oh gosh!
Anyway. What the hell's going on up there? Hey, Zach, when's the last time you did a face palm? How often does that happen a season where you're like, what the hell's happening in front of me?
Well, I'm not losing sight of this season, and I think we're smarter than that. That means you two, me, and what I mean by that is that this season is all about the development of number 10, Mitchell Trubisky. And to me, I'm going to go back to this and get serious here in terms of what we saw in that game against the Eagles. And offensive coordinator Dow Loggins was asked about Trubisky's performance. Listen to this.
There were a couple things. He got caught bouncing a little bit. You know, there's a tendency he had in college. We talked to him a lot about keeping his shoulders and head still. And he did get hoppy a little bit, and there were some throws that were errant because of that, and some that we're going to keep working and grinding on that way.
And Trubisky was asked if this is something that he notices as it's happening during games or if it's something he has to go back and see when he watches the video. This was his answer.
Sometimes both. Sometimes you could see it on film. Sometimes you could overcompensate with your arm talent and just get it there. But it's not going to help you be consistent. When you have really good footwork and you throw with your lower body, that takes a lot of pressure off your arm and just allows you to be more consistent. So sometimes I get away with it, and I could put the ball where it needs to go, but over time it'll catch up to you and it won't allow me to be as consistent. And that's where you can see some of the throws I usually make were a little off target. And it's just me and receivers and the tight ends and the running backs getting on the same page again and trusting the O-line's protection and just having everything go a little more smoothly, and it's going to allow me to be more efficient.
So remember that when you watch him, really the next five games, but this week against San Francisco, because he's very accurate when he's on the move, rolling to his right. It's just a gift that he's got, and you heard Ryan Pace talk about this when they first drafted him, the funny body throws, mm-hmm. but it's in the pocket, what he's talking about right there, and that's the key, because teams, they see what he can do well and what he can't. They're forcing him to be a pocket passer. And that's not going to change until he improves his fundamentals, and it starts with his footwork. You know, I remember, I think it was on the Football Life series with Bill Walsh, and Ronnie Lott's talking about how there was a practice with Joe Montana, and Walsh was getting all poetic about watching Joe Montana's feet and how he uses his feet in rhythm, and it creates everything with his arm in the passing game. That's what Trubisky's talking about, and that's the next step. You have to be a dangerous passer in the pocket before everything else opens up, and that's something they have to work on. And you know, I mentioned this last time I was on with you guys. They have a bunch of opponents now over the next 5 weeks that are a little bit closer in level of competition than what they faced on the road in Philadelphia last week.
As bad as they are, or worse.
But because of that, you would like to see an uptick in the level of play in regards to the passing game, which they've had difficulty with since Trubisky became the quarterback, because they faced a whole bunch of top 10 defenses during his time as the starter. Talking about Carolina, Baltimore, Minnesota, New Orleans has been very good defensively, and obviously you saw what Philadelphia was able to do. But that's something that you want to see some growth in regards to his game over the remaining 5 weeks of the season.
Speaking of his mechanics, are they worries of fatigue? Are they happening early in the games or later in the games? Because I like to think about Tim Tebow. when
I don't like to think
about it. No, what are you doing, Jason? Listen. You watch your tongue.
So when he did the whole 2 years worth of my throwing mechanics are better, I look at this in practice and all the quarterback camp stuff, and then in the moments where you have to revert back to what's natural for you, or when you're fatigued, you revert back to your normal mechanics. I like to try to figure out if this is happening with Mitchell, where he looks cleaner earlier in the game, and then later in the game things get a little ragged because maybe of fatigue, or you know, things are moving too fast for him.
I think just based on this particular game against the Eagles, it was right from the get-go, and he talked of it starts with trusting the protection in front of you, and then right. making sure that you don't get, I think Dow Loggins referred to it as hoppy, but you don't want to dance around in the pocket. You want to be able to go through your footwork, which will make sure that you're fundamentally sound in terms of your throwing base, and the ball will go where you want it to go if you're fundamentally sound with your base, which clearly has not been the case in the pocket, and that's something that he probably didn't have to worry a lot about at North Carolina, but teams have taken away his ability to kind of scramble. You know, we talked earlier in the year about how you want to cut the field in half and roll out a little bit. Well, teams are taking that away, but they're giving you the pocket. You got to take advantage of it.
All right, we're up against it, so we got to end it there, Zach. Thank you.
Oh, man, you missed some great Kyle Shanahan on Robbie Gould today, then.
We'll have to miss it.
I know.
Okay, thank you, Zach. And also, we should let everybody know that it's now being reported multiple sources say Trey McBride and Josh Bellamy were indeed
yes.
the combatants in,
oh,
the,
Bellamy?
In the argument. That,
nice.
Yeah, there are just several reports saying
bump fights.
Yep, bump fights. Trey McBride, Josh Bellamy. Next up, Anthony Heron, more football talk.
Not a bum.
No.
Very good at his job.
At his job. Mm-hmm. When he played.
Not a bum then either. He was hurt.
Well,
we'll talk to Anthony next, right here on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. ManCrates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the family man to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and a cast iron smoker box. Just go to ManCrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his Man Crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every Man Crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to mancrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at mancrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. mancrates.com/radio.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chili rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child.
at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome. Regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitch